Faith Rotish always thought she would stay in Kenya to seek a university education. Rotish is from Eldoret, a town of about 290,000 people in the western part of the country. After she completed high school in 2012, the University of Nairobi accepted her into an undergraduate program. However, Rotish says at that time there was limited space at Kenyan public universities. Many students had to wait a year or more after schools accepted them before they could begin studying. During her year of waiting, she began thinking about other possible choices. Rotish then learned of the Kenya Scholar Athlete Project, or KENSAP. This program helps gifted high school graduates with little money gain admission to selective colleges in the United States and Canada. With the help of KENSAP, she applied to several schools, all in the northeastern part of the U.S., called New England. In 2014, Dartmouth College accepted Rotish to start her undergraduate studies in mathematics.
Dartmouth is a private research university located in Hanover, a town of about 11,200 people in the northeastern state of New Hampshire. In 2016, more than half of the town residents were students at the school. Dartmouth is one of 8 private colleges and universities in the Ivy League. The schools are widely considered to be some of the best in the world. From 2011 to 2013, Dartmouth earned the highest rating in the country for strong commitment to teaching from the website U.S. News and World Report. Dartmouth selected Rotish for its King's Scholar Leadership Program. This program chooses students from developing nations and helps pay for and supports them in their education at the college. Upon graduation, they are expected to return to their home country to help fight poverty. When she arrived in fall of 2014, Rotish says she could not believe her eyes. She says she was surprised at how much the school and the town looked like pictures she had seen on the internet.
I felt some kind of happiness that I want to explore this place. I want to know what it's like. And then later on, I met some wonderful students who immediately made me feel like I already belong here.
In her first year, Rotish started taking pictures for the university newspaper. As her interest in photography grew, the 22-year-old held special events to share her works with even more people. Rotish has also explored different ways of thinking. She says where she is from, people believe in a form of Christianity with strong conservative rules. At Dartmouth, she took a religion class that asked her to question some of those beliefs. Her mother grew concerned that Rotish might lose respect or support for her own culture as a result, she says. But after Rotish explained that the purpose of classes like these was to improve her critical thinking, Rotish's mother grew less worried. Her mother came to see the value in the respectful way professors teach these classes. Exploration has been a big part of Rotish's experience at Dartmouth. Now, she is even considering changing her subject of study from mathematics to economics and anthropology.
Gilbert Rachma is from Beirut, Lebanon. Like Rotish, he also had little money growing up. After completing his education at a Catholic high school, he had two choices: work as a bartender or attend the country's only free public university, Lebanese University. He chose a university education and in 2008 earned undergraduate degrees in biology and geology. In 2009, Rachma began a master's degree program in biology at the American University of Beirut. It was there that his interest in scientific research began to grow. Rachma says he became increasingly interested in studying cancer and how to fight it. Halfway through the master's program, he applied to several well-known research schools in the U.S. for his doctorate degree.
Rachma was especially drawn to Dartmouth because he loves cold weather. The average winter temperature in Hanover, New Hampshire is between about -2 and -12 degrees Celsius. Students applying to almost any doctorate program in the U.S. have to go through an intensive interview process. But Rachma says the focus on academics and research and the difficult interview at Dartmouth excited him. Rachma says he received some support for his research into cancer biology while in Beirut. However, Dartmouth's support for his research is like nothing he has seen before, Rachma says.
We had to deal with a very tough funding situation in the American University of Beirut. So the research funding we had for a year was equivalent to what I spent here in a week.
Rachma says there are few problems he has faced in the last 7 years at Dartmouth that he has not been able to solve. After the terrorist attack on the Boston Marathon in 2013, some Americans said insulting things about immigrants. But Rachma used that moment to explain how hurtful comments like that could be for immigrants like himself. He feels his experiences meeting different types of people at Dartmouth have been just another way of learning more. And he says the more knowledge he gains, the more he wants to share. I'm Katie Weaver.
And I'm Pete Mustoe.